From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It has been almost 8 years since the Sacramento Kings moved to Golden 1 Center in downtown, leaving a large vacant hole in the city's Natomas District. The once Sleep Train Arena has been demolished, and since then, the city has been working to reinvest the site in North Natomas and transform the land for the needs of today. Yesterday's city council meeting was a big step forward in redeveloping the land, which is roughly 180 acres. The project is called Innovation Park, which will transform the vacant lot into a variety of community uses, from residential to commercial, as well as academic. An anchor to Innovation Park is California North State University, which will include a higher education campus and teaching hospital, with a promise to create over thousands of jobs during construction and eventually thousands of permanent jobs, which translates into an economic generator for North Natomas. This all falls under Sacramento Councilmember Lisa Kaplan's district, and she joins us now with a timeline as well as the challenges to overcome. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. Well, just to get us started, can you help us visualize and understand what the economic impact has been on North Natomas since Sleep Train Arena was demolished and the Kings left?
Yeah, I mean, this started over a decade ago in 2013 when the Kings announced they were moving downtown, and it's been empty since 2017. So I can tell you the surrounding businesses that really relied on, you know, I still lovingly call it Arco Arena. Those of us who have been in Sacramento since the 90s, we know it's, remember it as Arco Arena, but it really has been an impact. And honestly, it's been an impact not only on Natomas, but for the city of Sacramento, as less money is coming in. I get it's gone downtown, but it's not generated the tax revenue that it's really needed and promised. And we need to fill the empty space so that we have a north of downtown economic hub.
Natomas has transformed so much since the 90s within the last decade. For those who don't live in Natomas, in terms of economic development and opportunities, how is North Natomas different from South Natomas?
Well, North Natomas is a master plan community. And what people really don't see is you see a lot of housing. And we were building the infrastructure when the flood moratorium came into place. So all of the extra commercial, the infrastructure, really, we only had Sleep Train Arco Arena that was there. And when the moratorium lifted, former councilmember, now State Senator Angelique Ashby, was able to bring in the Aquatic Center, which was the real first community kind of hub that we could bring to North Natomas. So it's a little different. We're a little sleepy town, but, if you live in Natomas, we love it.
Yeah. Well, that will soon change, it seems like, in the coming years. Help us visualize what Innovation Park will look like when it's completed.
Absolutely. So last night was really just step one of numerous steps that are still going to be years away. But what people don't realize is when you look at the surrounding area, we need backbone infrastructure. It doesn't have roads. It doesn't have street lights. And so the term sheet was approved last night by council, and it's just in draft form. But what it does is authorize us to look at creating an enhanced infrastructure financing district. And a perfect example is just look over in West Sacramento for the Bridge District. That's what an EIFD was, help build the groundwork so that then the economic driver of putting in housing and a, you know, theaters and a school and the teaching hospital can then move up from that. So this is still, I always say it's exciting first step, but it is still years away. But this step is we are moving forward in forming the finance district so that we can start then looking at getting the backbone and building permits out there for the hospital and for SBH Natomas Holding or the Kings to look at getting a master plan developer for the residential part.
Well, let's dive into a little bit to that EIFD, the financing district. Will any taxpayer funding be attached to this, or how does the money work with an EIFD?
So the money really comes from the taxing structure of roofs. So, what the city negotiated was that we'll look at, because this is the first redevelopment in Natomas, and making a project work to financing is somewhat difficult. So the financing is just like you look at when a school district goes for bonds, like what is the value of property taxes? This is the value of the roofs within the infrastructure at the taxing system. So it's a different version of like a bond that then takes that financing and can pay back CNU for the cost of developing all of this. And believe me, it's going to cost more than $75 million, which the EIFD may generate over the time. But the city of Sacramento is not beholden to any additional costs. So those costs will be borne by the development. And it really is based off of an economic driver, which is the hospital. It's not based off of the housing, but the housing helps build the tax base for that. So money is not being given to residential to build it. It's a little interesting to understand that, but the money is for building the infrastructure of the hospital.
A core piece to this ecosystem that you just described is that medical campus, the teaching hospital, and then there will be residential units as well as commercial space, parks, I would imagine, a school as well. We'll all be surrounding this 183 acres. How long do you think this will take until it becomes a reality?
Well, with development, you never offer promises because the city is not the developer in doing this. You know, I always say you look at where Kaiser in the rail yards has been planning. It was supposed to be open this year. They are looking towards 2029. I say this is still a 7 to 10 year process to really see more of where we need to go. The hospital is estimated to be $1.5 billion. So what the first part is getting the EIFD in place so that then we can start working on the infrastructure, which is then going to bring in high wage construction jobs. And that's how we're going to start seeing the benefit for not only the region, but for the city as well, because of the jobs that like over 10,000 jobs will be generated during the construction.
When it comes to the medical campus and the teaching hospital, that's California North State University. Why is that such a crucial piece in this, and how will this help overall, your district in Natomas?
Absolutely. It is the economic generator for that area. If the hospital does not come, the EFID will not go into place. So it really is the EFID is setting stage for an economic generator that when the hospital is built, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars will come in. And that's where it helps not only the region of having people live, work, and play in that area, but also for the greater city of Sacramento. And then you think about it when the hospital opens, high wage jobs. You know, Natomas High School, as a school board member, I helped set up the health pathways. And so it's connecting our next generation of students to high wage jobs within the health industry. And that's what we're going to see is you could go to school in Natomas and you can go through the CTE pathways at our schools and get a job at CNU. And then what's really important to me is the infrastructure and connecting bikes and routes and bus rapid transit that I'm working on so that people don't have to be in their cars. They can legitimately live, work, and play, ride a bike or public transit in this area.
Since CNU, it hinges in a great deal to this whole project, to Innovation Park. I mean, it has had some challenges with accreditation. I mean, its current status on its website is that it's provisional accreditation with probation. What does that mean?
That is a great question that I am asking CNU because when you're looking at a teaching hospital and building a teaching hospital, we don't need provisional accreditation. We need it to be fully accredited. And there is a process that they are working through, but that's also something that the questions that I'm asking because I have to be accountable to our residences and push something that is actually viable. And so I know that Dr. Chung and CNU are working through that because those are questions that need to be asked of, is the hospital viable if their teaching credential is just provisional? And I want them to be fully accredited. And that's something that I'm looking to see in the next year or two as they move forward with this process.
You also touched upon this, but this project has been in the works for years. You know, former council member, now state senator Angelique Ashby worked on this. We have known that the Kings were going to move to downtown, you know, for a decade now. Sleep Train ARCO was demolished, I believe, in 2022. What have been the biggest challenges over this time to getting to this big first step?
I wouldn't say that there's challenges. It's just understanding construction. There are a lot of steps. There are monthly meetings with all the stakeholders. We are working with SMUD closely because you have to figure out where's the power going to come from, and you got to figure out the SMUD station. And then with CNU, they're going through their hospital plans, and they have to get certification for, you know, earthquake safety, everything else. So they've already got the first level of plans. So the steps are going. I always wish construction moved much faster than it does, but there are a lot of checks and balances to make sure that it's done right and the infrastructure is put in. So it's moving. It just moves slowly, and construction always takes longer than you think it's going to take.
Yeah, and you need a lot of partners in this. Who are the crucial partners to make this a reality?
So the crucial partners really are the city took the first step. The city put the step in with forming this EIFD, which sets the backbone infrastructure so that now CNU and the Kings can go find partners for who's going to be the master plan developer. CNU already has the contractor of who's going to build it, but it also helps with, okay, now we're going to finance it because Dr. Chung has to find the financing. That financing is not coming from the city of Sacramento. So it really is all of us working together. The city can work directly with CNU, and the city can work directly with the Kings, but the next process is really you'll start seeing hospital plans being submitted and going through our planning team. The EFID will get formed over the next year of putting that into place and all the terminology and legalism that has to go into that. But it is a process that is moving. It just moves slowly.
Would this financially also be immune from any fiscal challenges that the city is facing? I mean, I know you're well aware the city is facing a $50 million budget deficit.
Yes, 100%. So money will not flow from the EFID until the hospital starts pulling permits. So no money is coming out. If somebody says the backbone infrastructure is going to cost $200 million, the city is not on the hook for any increased cost that we are not already set up within the EIFD. Plus, again, there are safeguards. If the hospital doesn't come, the EFID won't sell, and no money from the EFID will go out until permits to build up, not the ground, but to build up, come out of CNU.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sacramento Council Member Lisa Kaplan about the city taking a big step forward with a new redevelopment project called Innovation Park. It is located at the old Sleep Train Arena ARCO site in North Natomas. We only have a few minutes left, but I do want to get to a crucial piece, which is housing and affordable housing. How will this financing district carve out affordable housing for residents in Natomas?
That is a big issue, and I am proud that Natomas gets to be part of meeting the goals of our 8-year housing plan. 20% of the proceeds from the EFID will go towards constructing affordable housing. 10% is the minimum. It's the floor, not the maximum amount of affordable housing that needs to come out of the residential portion. But also, if you look at the bigger area next to Innovation Park, there is affordable housing within the works and plans. So housing is really important, and Natomas needs to do its part to make sure that it is affordable for everyone. And if I am still on the council as this comes forward, that's going to be a big push and a priority to make sure we do the appropriate mixed housing so everybody has an opportunity to live in that area.
Is there an income threshold to determine what affordable housing is?
So there is already set up with an SHRA, but those are the terms and negotiations that we're going to start having as we move forward, especially with the Kings as they come forward with their master plan. What does that look like? Then you start negotiating those terms. But I am open to all types and all levels of income affordability.
Last night, it was a unanimous decision moving forward with this. There was also some good public comment at last night's city council meeting, just ensuring or hoping that this project has equitable benefits for residents in all parts of Natomas, not just North Natomas. What was the main message that you took away from your constituents last night?
We're really looking for an economic generator, and we're looking for something to be done that's very thoughtful and available to everyone, not just Natomas, but the greater city. How do I pull in, you know, my colleagues north of the river, Del Paso, South Natomas, Northgate, to make sure that there are construction jobs for everyone? Because it really is a step up. And again, that's where we get to partner with Twin Rivers and Natomas Unified with their Construction Trades Council and with their construction trades schools that both of them have. Really, I want to see that next generation of children who live, grew up in this area, have and earn high wage jobs as we build so that the benefit is for everyone in the city.
This process, as you said, will take years. How will the community be able to provide feedback and weigh in as it continues to develop and move forward?
Yeah, last night was step one. So now there's always opportunities to give feedback, but it will be going out to neighborhoods and community organizations and letting them know, but also working with our building trades who have the construction jobs to connect with our schools and connect with our residences to make sure that our small contractors, those who are in disadvantaged areas, have the opportunities to get in on the ground floor to help build this hospital.
I'm not asking for a construction promise because I know how that goes, but when do you hope construction could begin?
Oh, gosh. You know, wing and a prayer, I always say, you know, 5 years, but man, of course I want to say tomorrow. Why are you like, I'll start to put the shovel in the ground and I'll start tomorrow. But I know plans and the infrastructure part still takes a couple of years to get going. So, but you know, the sooner we can move dirt, the happier I'll be.
Yeah. Finally, when is step two?
So step two is coming later this year. We got to do resolution of intention and finish negotiation of the final terms. Last night really was just a draft to get council feedback of, are we in alignment with this draft? Now let's go forward and talk to the community and others of what that final draft looks like. And as it comes into council, which always takes, you know, time, because I will just say we're pausing for a little bit as we have to deal with our budget deficit and it's budget time. But you will see a couple more actions before the end of the year.
Councilmember Kaplan, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Lisa Kaplan is the District 1 council member for the City of Sacramento, and we've been talking about the city taking a big first step forward with a new redevelopment project called Innovation Park, located at the old Sleep Train Arena Arco site in North Natomas. Up next, the importance of preserving native lands as Big Day of Giving approaches. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.